Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing, and from willing to healing. Hello, and welcome to Direct Impact's Mindful Meditations, where we offer a moment of reflection and pause as we increase self-attunement and tend to our internal landscapes. Now, take a deep breath. And see what you notice today. Welcome. This is Andrea Epting, and you are listening to a mindful meditation on the Direct Impact podcast. Our meditation today is called Desire Without Destruction, Rewriting Your Story. And we're talking about your sexual story today. We are talking about the beauty and the health and the wellness that comes from sexual energy and sexual desire, and how you can harness that in a way that leads to self-discovery, connection, understanding, intimacy, vulnerability, and all the things we truly seek when we engage in relationships and when we engage with ourselves. Let's focus on the healthy sexuality, but also understand that sometimes that desire can lead to destruction. Okay? So I'm going to ask you to get comfortable and to remove any distractions. So maybe you turn off those cell phones, or you stick them in the glove box, or you do whatever. But make sure that you are in a safe space without distractions where you can relax and get comfortable. All right, put your feet flat on the floor. Allow your hands to rest gently in your lap. Start to soften your gaze. Start to take some deep breaths, inhaling deeply for 3 to 4 seconds, holding it. And then releasing for 3, 1, 2, 3, and then holding at the base. Now breathe through your nose again, some deep inhales, holding at the top and releasing for 3, 1, 2, 3. Continue to breathe freely and deeply through your nose and exhaling through your nose. deep inhales through the nose and exhales through the nose. Now come into your mind's eye. Come into your internal landscape. I would like for you first, using your guided imagery, to find a place in your body where your desire has become poison, where it has become destructive, where it has become a state of dis-ease and panic and anxiety and obsession and preoccupation. Locate that one space. It's like a seed that's been planted, the seed of addiction. I would like for you to find that. Take a deep breath when you feel like you've located it. Deep inhale in, and a very deep exhale out through your mouth, releasing all of your air. As you continue to breathe, I want you to exhale the toxicity and the poison. Okay? Let's blow out, exhale, and release anything that has become destructive, painful, traumatic, and oppressive when it comes to your sexual expression. Release it. Release it. Allow it to exit your body, exit your mind, exit your soul. Release it. You might be able to identify somebody that you need to give it back to. Or you might just want to release it into the universe. Now I would like for you to take some healing breaths in and continue to release any harbored anxiety or residue that could potentially lead to the poison of your desires. Continue to take some healthy, renewing, refreshing, revitalizing breaths in as you release the final elements of poison and destruction. I want you to now notice through your mind's eye, paying close attention to where your healthy sexual desire lives in your body, in your heart, in your mind. Continue to inhale as it grows, as you become aware of the beauty that comes with passion, the safety that can become part of pleasure. Start to notice how good your desire is, how good, and what it offers you. Does your desire offer you the promise of connection? Does it offer you the promise of vulnerability? Does it offer you the promise of deep intimacy? Does it offer you the promise of healthy sexual expression? What does it offer you? Breathe into that and feel it grow. Feel it grow. Start to allow your brain and your mind to imagine next week, next month, next year, how you might engage or express yourself sexually with this healthy desire intact, where it can shine forth radiantly in your life. Go ahead and imagine. What does that look like? go ahead and claim it as reality. All right, three more deep breaths. Putting your hand on your heart and noticing that you feel cleansed. Notice that you feel free. Notice that you are now released. Notice that you can now move forward in a safe, connected, secure manner with healthy sexual identity and healthy sexual expression. I want you to believe at a 10, not a 1, not a 2, not a 3, not a 4, not a 5, not a 6, not a 7, not an 8, not a 9, but at a 10. I want you to fully believe and embrace the reality that your desire is healthy. And you will no longer participate in destructive sexual behaviors, only participate in sexual behaviors that are life-giving and lead to connection and independence. All right, one more deep breath and a massive exhale. Blow that air out. Feel all that oxytocin flowing. Continue to massage your heart. Feel that good, positive bonding energy as you come in connection with yourself. Feel that love, that positive energy that you can have for yourself. Open your eyes. Wiggle your toes. Wiggle your fingers. Lift and drop your shoulders. Roll that neck. Come into your awareness. All right. Take one more cleansing breath, and we are done with this mindful meditation for today. Thank you so much for joining us, and we hope that this assists you on your recovery journey. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.